This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I've come to learn. And he was a young boy. Imam Malik looks at him and says, you can go to the smaller classes. Not to my class, because there's levels in learning. He says to him, no, I wish to be in your class, and here is my letter from my teachers in Mecca. So he says, أتعرف الموطأ? Have you learned anything from الموطأ which I'm teaching at the moment? He said, حفظته عن ظهر قلب. I've memorized it. And Imam Malik said, memorized it. اقرأ عليه. They sat after Salatul Asr, and Imam Malik listened from Hadith number 1 to Hadith number 3000. Right? That was Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. They took him into this fitna of the Qur'an. Ya Shafi'i rahimahullah. Al-Qur'an, what do you believe about it? So he pointed to his hand, he said, Al-Tawrah, Al-Zabur, Al-Injil, Al-Qur'an, كلهم مخلوقون. All of them are created by Allah. The people were in a shock. Imam al-Shafi'i has said something different to all the people of Ahl al-Sunnah. Everyone says it is the kalam of Allah. So the Khalifa was happy. He said, okay, let him go. Don't torture him. When he walked out, the scholars, they say to him, Ya Shafi'i, what have you done? He said, I told him, and I've named this thumb al-Tawrah. I named this Injil al-Zabur. And this is Al-Injil, and all of these are, my fingers are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Faharab, he left. Hikmah. Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. And that is why they call him Imam Ahl Sunnah. The Imam of the people of Sunnah. Not because he's better than the other Imams. But at that moment, of the fitna of the khalq, the fitna of the Qur'an, he showed how he led the others. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was also from a wealthy family. He was a person though whose wealth was never used on himself. His wealth was always in charity. And he would borrow money to give in charity. Subhanallah, have you ever met someone? People are collecting funds. So you look in your, I don't have any money with me. I have only $100. And I'm not getting paid for 2 months. But I want to give more. But ya akhi, you only have $100. You're not getting paid for 2 months. This is logic. So he would turn to the person next to him and he would say, I need to borrow money. How much? Give me $500. When will you pay me? In 2 months. And he would take that money and he would give it in sadaqah. And be in debt to be charitable. Subhanallah. And Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was a teacher. But more importantly, he was a student. When you hear of this concept of rihla, traveling to learn, you find a great emphasis in it in an Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. He traveled all the way to Yemen to make sure of one statement about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam of one of the people who had made that statement, to make sure that it was correctly recorded. When they asked him, what do you believe about the Quran? He said, Al-Quran kalamullah. And the one who says other than it, faqad kafar. They said, beat him, put him in jail. And he was in prison. To such a degree that he nearly lost his life. Rahimahullah. Until finally, by clemency and by others of the people of Sunnah interceding on his behalf, and by his staunchness, that the people would sit outside the jailhouse and read his lessons, hear him give the lecture. They sit outside the jail And he would be giving the lecture from inside the jail so that they could hear it. And from one cell to another, they would keep saying what Imam Ahmad said. So it was a chain effect until it reached the outside. Subhanallah. His books and his musnad of an Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal is one of the primary texts to look up a hadith by who spoke it, which sahabi narrated from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The musnad of an Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. So these guiding lights, these people we emulate, these people we seek, those in the past and from those who we talked about, you know, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen and others, we find in them examples that lead us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that make us know that the world we live in today, there are promises made to us by the shaitan. There is deception that we see, whether in the media, on television, in work, in play, at rest. There are things that are difficult to deal with. But that the difficulties endured by those who carry to us the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered to us by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the sacrifices they paid and the staunchness that they had in teaching us the sunnah generation after generation leads us to where we are here today to enjoy the fruits of their labor. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those whose hearts are open to the religion of al-Islam. To make us from those whose hearts are open to accepting the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To make us from those whose eyes are constantly searching the Quran and reading from it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with hearts that are open and eyes that are clear to see the truth for what it is so we can follow it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to the falsehood so that we can be distant from it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us the Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our homes and our cars and our schools and our work with the love of the Qur'an. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who teach the Qur'an and study it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our homes, our families and our children. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our rizq large. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our debt small. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us comfort in this dunya and in the akhirah and to give us protection from the fire. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin wa'khdhil a'da'aka a'da'ad-deen. Allahumma ansurna alayhim ya arham al-rahimin. Allahumma ahdina wa'hdibina waj'alna sababan liman ihtada. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhab an-nar. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وبعد. Finally, my brothers, I am sorry that I have to depart a little bit before Salatul Isha. It's my last week in Toronto, and I have guests that are coming to the home. I told them there's no way I'm going to miss the brothers at Abu Huraira. Last year I was there, I had a great time, I have to come again. So please come after 10:15. So it's 10:20. So I have to get back to Etobicoke, inshallah. So I apologize for not being here with you for Salatul Isha, inshallah. And I leave you in the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nastawdi'ukum Allahu alladhi la yudayyi' al-wada'i'. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joins us every time we come upon his mercy and upon his taha. Allahumma ameen. And we leave you in good hands with our brother Sa'id Rabi, hafizahullah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for you, Akhi Sa'id. But you have a good community. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.